What do you do when you find out the house has a lien on it?
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
What do you do when you find out the house has a lien on it? All right, so the spelling of lien here will be L-I-E-N, I think. All right, so that's a good question. So a lien essentially means you're owing some kind of debt. The homeowner is owing some kind of debt against somebody. I think there are different types, mechanical lien, something, other lien, whatever. Bottom line is that you owe something. And it could be a contractor. A contractor did some kind of work on your house and you did not pay up properly. They can put a lien against your property if they have the right documentation for doing the work, right? The most common one is a mortgage lien. You took a mortgage out to buy the property, that's a lien. The next common one is a second mortgage, a second home equity loan or something like that. The most powerful lien out there is property taxes. That's why you truly never own a property in America, okay? It doesn't matter if you finish your mortgage. You always pay property taxes for life because there's limited land on planet Earth, okay? And the city must get paid, all right? So if you go behind on your property taxes after paying off your mortgage, can your house go into foreclosure?
Yes.
Absolutely. Because it's actually the most powerful. It actually takes priority over first and second mortgage or any type of other lien, okay? They must get paid first. So, for example, I had a gentleman call me. He has $70,000 in a tax lien against his property in Newark. He has about $70,000 in mortgage. It was an inherited property. He saw my sign, gave me a call. This was just 2 days ago, right? Let me see here. Actually, right here. There's a lead right here. See how I scribble it because I know what to ask for. I don't use lead form like everybody else, especially if I'm away from my desk, right? So I literally 17 Lehigh Avenue. It's a one family. 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Give me his number. He has taxes of $70,000. He's a few months late on his mortgage, $70,000, and he wants to sell. I asked him. I said, "What is it worth?" Said 160. What's 160? You owe 70 against the city. You owe $70,000 against mortgage. Is there enough equity in that? No. He's owing 140 estimates. That probably means 170 in real life, right? So we don't know what that is. So what do we do when I find out there's a lien against the property? Well, usually there will be some kind of lien. And when I find out there's a lien against the property, it just means that when I'm calculating my numbers, those liens need to be paid off. They need to be settled at the minimum. Okay? So in a short sale, somebody could owe $70,000. If I get the bank to do a short sale and accept $20,000, they'll be settling for $20,000, but they need to be taken care of, bottom line, okay? There's also some other rules out there when it comes to a second mortgage. I think some Fannie Mae rules that says that a second mortgage cannot get more than $6,000 if it's a Fannie Mae mortgage, something like that. They get whatever you owe them. It could be $80,000, doesn't matter. They're only going to get $6,000. That's a settle, okay? But they need to be settled. They need to allow that homeowner to sell the property, okay? So it could be water bill, right? A water bill that shows up at closing. Most water bills and PSE&G bills will show up at closing, and I've had to take out of my profit to pay for those things before because, you know, I was going to make $30,000. Okay, now I'm making $27,000. Is this still a good day? Yeah. So we when you're dealing with distressed owners, we usually don't worry about any other liens outside of mortgage until closing. We do ask them, are you owing any in the beginning when you're filling out the lead form, the kind that I just filled out here? We do ask them and say, hey, do you owe mortgages against the property? Do you owe any other type of money against the property? And I just go with their words. And usually the mortgage is a yes. I go negotiate with the mortgage. Takes 60 days, 90 days, whatever, right? And if I get to closing and I see surprise water bill, for $2,000, guess who has to pay for that? Me, for my profit. If there's no money for me to pay for it, we're not going to close the deal, period. Because somebody has to pay for that, okay, at closing. So that's how we deal with that. Generally, we don't worry about it if they don't tell me. Again, I have a pipeline. And if a deal falls through, which has happened to me in the past, very few. I have a 99.9% rate of closing, right? But it's happened before me that we couldn't close. You know, it's happened to me in the past that we had to get creative and create some kind of a mortgage note. Because if we didn't do that, the deal wasn't going to close. That means we're not getting paid up front. We're creating a mortgage note saying the person owes us money. And then we'll get paid later when it was time, because that will be recorded against the property, that new lien, for the person that's buying it, right? Or if a person is the person selling it, they if they have to come out of pocket to pay us, the deal is not going to close because they have no money. Remember, that's why they're in pre-foreclosure, right? That just means the deal is not going to go through. If the buyer wants it bad enough, then the buyer will say, I want this house. I'm almost done here, right? And then, you know, and then the buyer will have to owe us the money against their property, their new property, okay? So it depends on how the deal goes, right? So that's what we do with lien.
Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.raflipcoach.com. www.raflipcoach.com. You'll be able to download my free PDF that show you exactly how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard. Hey, do you have cash? Do you have equity equivalent of $50,000 or more to invest in real estate for wealth building? Use our proprietary Estate Wealth System guide, which you can download for free at estatewealthsystem.com. That's estatewealthsystem.com. Hey, do you want my 6 steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in 6 simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Networkmarketing2show.com.